Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Hart playing Toluga.
Let's get right into today's episode, folks. Last time on Dicey Situations, the saviors of the Ebonden paraded to the palace of the king, Magni Ebonshield. The boys were brought into the king's war room along with many of their allies to discuss next steps in their fight against the Stormcallers. While the gang filled in the Firebelly about all that had happened to them thus far, King Ebonshield revealed what little intel he had on the Stormcaller war on the surface. Firebelly spies and Magria had brought back reports of skirmishes all along the maelstrom between Yeageron forces and Krizik's faithful. With the city-states of the Great Valley beginning to form alliances against the Stormcaller Crusade, it seems all-out war across Iona is inevitable. Refusing to follow in his ancestors' footsteps, King Ebonshield has chosen a side in this conflict, the renegade god Bleebly and his loyal followers. While the king prepares his military and trains the Kuatoa of Slubeldrip, it was decided the boys would make a stop in the Brendini Highlands before heading to Magria. Here they hope to learn the fate of the Gift Scout Dozer and investigate where the Hill Dwarves' allegiances lie. The Chaos crew also said goodbye to their dear friend Cosmo, who plans to make his way across the Underdark, spreading the good word of Bleebly through the power of song. We join our heroes now as they make preparations to return to the surface, with their guide Bouncicles leading the way. Boys, what would you like to do?
I just got one more thing to do.
Okay.
I'm going to head back in and talk to Kiki real quick.
See, as everyone's leaving, Bouncicles has his bindle, and he's getting ready to go, and you just sloop away from the group real quick and head back into the bookstore, into the nest.
Kiki, I have one last favor to ask.
Of course! I thought you already left. What's up? What are we doing here?
What's the deal with Gort? You like the kid, right?
The Shadow?
Yeah.
Well, he's coming along fine. On a scale of 1 to 20, I'd say he's like a 2 right now.
But, excellent.
You know.
I'd like him to get a little more experience if he could.
Okay, interesting.
I have a quest for him.
A quest?
A side quest, some might say.
Okay. Where will this side quest be taking Gort?
Windmere.
Windmere? You mean to send Gort to the Stormcaller capital?
Yes. How sneaky is he?
I mean, you've met Gort. It's
not very.
He's getting there.
I think along the way he could become sneakier.
I mean, by the time he gets to Windmere, he'll either be dead or incredibly skilled. So yeah, sure.
I'd like to send him to kidnap someone.
Kidnap someone?
A fellow by the name of Goffin, a blue dragonborn.
Okay.
I hate you.
Kuatoa Law.
Kuatoa Law.
Gort, get in here.
There's a slight pause. Make a perception check for me, if you would.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome. He's getting better already. That was a 4.
With a 6.
You see,
Gort rolls under a table for no reason and then pops back up.
Hello, I've been here the whole time, totally.
So you heard my plan?
Yes. But please reiterate the plan just so I can write it in my journal.
He pulls out a little book.
Well, as we have been sharpening each other's skills, I
much
did some big
like,
giant winks.
Much
at
like
Kiki.
Iron sharpens iron, of course.
I'd like to send you on a little quest that might even further improve your skills.
A quest? Well, I have so much sneakery to do, but I suppose I could go on some kind of quest. What do you need stolen? A ruby? A coin? Maybe a fun hat?
A dragonborn.
Okay, kind of outside of my particular set of skills, but sure.
I have faith, Shadow.
As do I, in my own incredible abilities. Where is this dragonborn? A couple streets down? Maybe like a different block?
Unfortunately, this quest will take you all the way to Windmere.
Okay, that's pretty far, but
maybe Kiki can spare one more rogue to help you in your journey.
Kiki's like, I am not giving 2 rogues to this. You're getting Gort, because, I mean, let's be real. Sorry, Gort, but I don't.
It's actually the Shadow, if you would refer to me as that.
He kind of flips his little cape around a little bit. Oh, he's flipping the cape. Okay.
Gort, the Shadow, do as our friend here says. Travel so north to Windmere, kidnap a dragonborn, and bring him all the way back.
And send word once you have him back.
Of course. I'll send a raven.
I'm kidding. I'm a raven. Ha ha! He just jumps into like a bowl. It's just like a big bowl of gems he kind of disappears into.
Cool. I would like to make my cape billow for a second.
Sweet.
Just for funsies.
All right, Glebnor. It's been real. I'll get working with your friend and we'll kind of get a nice little network of spies and thieves going for you while Excellent. You boys are away.
And this, thank you for allowing me to use Gort.
It's fine. I mean,
he's got gumption for sure.
He's got that in spades. If only he had any skills with hiding and, you know, well, stabbing, that'd be
kind of this is
better.
Like either he'll do it and get really good or die.
That's true. And to me, the losses are negligible. So, I mean,
that's why I wanted him.
Totally cool. Well,
but it is Kuatoa Law and they've taken one of ours, so we're going to need him.
Well, I wouldn't want to go against Kuatoa Law. So, Glebnor, good luck on your quest.
Thank you, Kiki.
And wherever you are, Gort, the Shadow, good luck on yours as well.
I don't need luck.
Gort, your head is fully out of the gems. You're so visible.
It's an illusion.
He ducks back down under the gems.
Anywho,
you're a good kid, Gort.
Thank you.
Godspeed. Bleebly speed.
Okay, we will now join you outside as you leave the nest and reconvene with your fellows outside.
I'd like to just tell Daddy and Theo, especially Daddy.
Son, he's gonna die.
Yeah,
maybe.
Like, very quickly.
Yeah, I thought you guys were friends. Why a suicide mission?
It's not necessarily a suicide
mission. It's the rivalry. He wants to get the Shadow out of the way to win the rivalry.
No, I want to sharpen his skills so there's an actual rivalry.
What are you talking about? Shadow's great. I haven't seen him much.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even see him right now.
Can we get a perception check?
Roll for the Shadow. You rolled a 5?
Nat 1.
13.
Okay. Theo sees him.
Yeah, I just don't see him.
Theo, you like look behind Toluga and like in that like classic cartoony sneaky way, you see the Shadow going down an alleyway.
Yeah, I don't know where he is. Couldn't see him.
Yeah.
Anywho.
I'm sure the light of Bleebly will light his steps.
Yes, Bouncicles.
Well, gang, I've drawn a small map for us, and I don't know about you lot, but I'm ready for a nice hike.
Yes. Let us hike.
Nothing like a nice wet cavern. It's really good for the lungs.
Yes.
Yeah, breathe it in. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Why?
No. It's not the greatest smell down here. I'm good.
It's a chowder, isn't it?
See, there's just a tiefling walking by with a nice, sloppy, thick bowl of chowder.
You just see Theo go,
Man, I sure could go for one last bowl of big chowder.
Should we send message to me and Gene and Mommy?
That we're leaving?
Yeah.
Didn't we already tell them at the...
Yeah, they were at the War Council meeting.
We told them at the War Council.
We want to go see the Sulbultrippians.
Do you want to take one little last trip to Sulbultripp before you guys head out?
Victory lap!
Hey, I get it.
All right, sure. Why not? I could make Gulp shit his pants again.
I mean,
I'm
going to
be very far away from
time.
That if that's going to be the case.
It might be the case. One last tune to...
All right, let's cut down to the docks.
Greg!
Greg,
please,
my
please.
Man! Up top!
Up top!
Okay, fine. You almost broke my fucking arm last time. Go ahead, give me the high fives. I'm ready for it this time.
He's trying to like hold his arm and getting ready for the support.
A 2.
Okay, that was a little soft. You can go harder than that. Come on. Now I feel like I kind of set you up for failure there. Go ahead, give me a false solid one. Not you, Minotaur man. You are much larger than them.
12.
Oh, yeah. That's the stuff.
16.
Boom. That's it.
That's right, Craig, 8. My man.
8. Okay, I get it. No, it's fine. Good job there. Okay, guys, I don't get any boats, so you're going to have to, if you want to get the fuck, okay, there it is. That's the stuff. Okay, sure. Where are you guys heading today?
Sloobledrip.
Again, huh?
Yeah.
Really ping-ponging around back over there, huh?
But this is going to be the last trip we're going to be, we're going to be leaving you
yeah,
for a little while.
Yeah, it's the last time, Craig.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's been something.
It's been a time.
We're going to miss you.
I guess I'll miss you, too. No one really high-fives the dog master around here,
Wick around?
Really? You're...
Wick! Hello!
He just kind of comes up behind us.
Up top!
Up top, Wick!
Man, much shorter! Yeah.
13. A little bit better than Craig.
13 as well.
20.
Oh,
not Matt 20.
Yeah.
Just
gives you guys two cool high fives, and then when he goes to high five you, Teluga, there's a little bit of heat on his Fire Genasi body, and it makes a cool little wave of steam as you guys high five.
Hell yeah!
Sick!
Badass.
All right, take care of yourselves.
We will. Enjoy your travels. Don't die. Or do. Whatever.
No
you,
promises. You
know. Okay. Sure.
I just don't like making promises, man.
Well, this has been a very fun, like, 72 hours of interacting with you guys, but, you know. Okay. He just kind of turns around. There's, like, big steamships coming in. He's like, I'm fucking busy, so I don't know. I gotta go.
I'm gonna dump a small pile of pamphlets and go, pass them out to the incoming ships for me. Be a doll.
Sure. All right. Fine.
My man.
Okay.
My man.
All right.
God, you give the best high fives.
That's why we love you, Craig.
You're
so great.
This relationship may be a little one-sided.
What are you talking about?
No, it's fine. It's fine. No, you guys are good kids. It's good. Glad
Craig,
you would.
I don't know how you think it's one-sided. We do like you too.
Yeah. We're like the easiest people you probably had to deal with.
Thank
yeah.
you for enjoying the Hellion Quarter, spending your coin, having a good time. Get the fuck off my dock.
Spread the word.
Language. My son's two.
That guy's fucking two.
Sail away.
Yeah, he's fucking two.
Teluga, language.
Oh.
And
your son.
I know. I'm Daddy. So sorry.
It's okay, Daddy.
For the last time in maybe a while, you guys pull up onto the shores of Sloobledrip. You are greeted by Yahoodle and a small procession of Catfish Kuitoa.
Hello, welcome back, champions. I have heard great tales of your wonderful performance.
Yahoodle, what's up?
Doing well. We've gotten word that there will be some training of martial abilities. It's going to be pretty exciting stuff. You're going to have a real bleebly army when you get back here, I promise.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, it's got a good ring to it.
Army, huh?
Yeah. That's the plan, right?
Yeah, no, that is
the plan.
Crusade time, baby!
Hell yeah, Yahoodle! Up top, Yahoodle!
We're high-fiving a lot today!
That's me,
so I was Teluga, let me know your thoughts on this, but I was thinking, you know, Frick becomes the tip of the spear, so he's the first one...
to leave the charge?
That's it.
Okay, I gotta go talk to Frick then. I nat won the high five, by the way. I'm just really not into it.
I'll say you guys totally miss. Yoodle just like doesn't look at the elbow, just totally misses.
I'm sorry, I'm just so slippery.
That's fine. Your slipperiness is your greatness.
You mean it?
You are new Plope.
Yeah, I am the Plope.
Bleebly, go and spread your violent light upon the surface. We will be here training. Getting in the mud and really getting fucking getting. I'm sorry, I'm cursing. I'm just very excited. We haven't had a holy war in centuries.
I like this enthusiasm.
Yeah, this is really good. This is what we need in an army.
Yeah.
It's optimism.
See a couple
and
of.
And see, if we get Frick as the tip of the spear, everyone will see that one of their leaders is right there.
Yeah.
Boom. How does that not inspire people?
Yeah. You know, you're right. I'm going to start beelining to Frick.
Okay, I'm going to follow Daddy closely.
I see some of the Sloobledrip Kuitoa do come on like,
yo, Bleebly, get on, get it.
Just all kind of cheering you guys on as you walk through the crowd.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Fuck that fucking that's a plop. That's a big old plop. We're going to have a big hat one day.
And as you make your way.
Wait, did he say something about a big hat?
I think he did.
You think I'd look good in a hat?
I think he'd look great in a hat.
Hmm.
You can see as you make your way up to Frickin' Gulp's hut. You see Gulp standing out there. He's got Frick right next to him.
Oh, if it isn't our Plope, Bleebly, and our champion Glebnor. I've never been so proud. You boys put on one hell of a performance. Frick, go ahead and congratulate your cousin.
Congratulations, dude. I'm really proud of you. Really cool. You're going to be the next Bob Pool goal while I am in junior monk training for the next 5 years.
Come on, Frick. Come here.
Okay, yeah.
We've been talking about this,
uh-huh.
And we're thinking that you should become the tip of the spear.
So, the front line?
Yes.
Yes.
And in order to do so, and I take out a jug of the tree oil, I dip my whole hand in it.
Oh, what is that?
Looks... I need you to stay still. Absolutely still.
Usually when I stand still, you punch me.
This is going to be a good one, though.
But still a punch?
Yes. Well, open-handed.
Stay still for your cousin.
So I dip my whole hand in. I'm going to make the concept.
Oh, no. Let him hit you with his weird oils.
It's 11.
You are incredibly slow.
Hold on, just give it a bit.
What's happening? Is this part of it?
You're being anointed.
Yes, this is part of it. This is part of the anointing process.
This is part of the anointing?
Yes.
Alright, Frick.
Why are you winding up?
I'm just winding it up.
Are we high-fiving? Right. Is that what's happening?
No, you can't flinch, and you just have to wait in suspense.
Don't flinch! Never flinch in front of your cousin. Take it like a man, Frick.
I'm not. I don't want to. Stop. No. You see? No. He's going so slow. It's so menacing.
I need you to present your chest.
My chest? I barely have one. I'm so thin.
That's fine.
He's winding so menacingly. Please, Dad, no.
Now, if you use your Bapul goal speed, will you just like hit him regular?
No, it doesn't give me speed. No.
Isn't that part of the like fucking way of the plane? You're super fast.
No,
you're slippery.
I'm really slippery.
I apologize.
You can see as Uncle Gulp's holding him still. Stop writhing, boy. Just take it. It's gonna be fine. You're being anointed.
Klepto, you wanna help him out? Just hold him still.
Big rat. No, don't grab me. No, wait, hold on. Different voice. I'm sorry. I got a lot going on back here. Frick got an 18.
Well, Glebgorn got a 23.
No, please, stop!
And Tallulah, as you're winding up, you feel all the kinetic energy snap back as the slow effect ends.
And I unleash, I open hand slap his chest, like right in the center.
I can feel the reverberations.
Oh, it must sting horribly, Frick.
I name you... The sharp one.
I could be sharp. Yeah, this is fine.
I'm gonna roll a saving throw for Frick.
It's also like to try and pump some holy energy behind it.
Frick also got an 11.
I will be the tip.
Yeah, you'll be the tip, son. This is fine. This is good.
Like, I wanted to leave, like, a permanent mark on him.
Quick, my tattooists! And you see two, like, octopus men walk up.
Oh, ink, nice.
They have, exactly. They have four legs and four arms, and they kind of just stroll up, and one has a big, long tattoo needle.
Let us make this mark permanent so he may always remember this special anointing from the Plope.
I strengthened my grip.
And very quickly, these two little octopus guys, little bandanas on, and they perfectly do a little tattoo of your flipper print in his chest.
Like I said, I want to try to pump, if I can, my plopely holy energy into...
What does that do?
I don't know, just glow a little bit.
Okay.
So he feels like happy it's there.
As he comes out of it.
Oh, it stunks twice as hard because the slapping and then the tattoo, the ink is so fresh. It is glowing, though, which is I do like. Thank you.
Yeah, I believe in you, Frick. Lead that charge.
I will lead the charge.
Maybe you could be some kind of, like, drug monk, maybe.
I don't know, dude. That sounds pretty complicated.
I'll look into it. I'm sure there's a way that is not the plane, but maybe a lesser art. Maybe I'm sure we'll figure something out for you, nephew.
Okay.
What if his father... You know, his uncle trains him in the astral self the way you trained Tallulah in...
a little sun swab.
A little sun swab. All right, I'm sure I could talk to your father.
Yeah, he'd probably be up for it.
Yes, right? Yes. Well, all right. Well, I had to hoof it back from the meeting, so I'm so proud of all of you. You really did Slooble Drip done right. Those dwarves are going to come over here and give us armaments and professional training. We're going to be a fine fighting force for you, Bleebly.
Look forward to it, Gulp.
Well.
I'd like to aggressively hug Gulp.
I take it in stride. Get in here.
Yeah.
Group hug?
Group hug, everybody.
I slip in.
Get in here. Come on, Bleebly.
Get in there.
I'm going to pseudopod him if he doesn't come.
I got a lot of room near my nipple you can get near.
Gonna just circle around to a different part and just... Yeah.
Oh, it's all nipple, baby. Don't you worry. I got him in flaps and folds you wouldn't expect.
That's really, you know, weird. We're fish.
I should see a dermatologist, but it's unrelated.
I'd like to extend a pseudopod to shake Frick's hand on the way out.
Thanks, dude.
I pull it back and slick my head back.
Can I get a sleight of hand check?
13?
Forgot an at one.
Don't ever give us drugs again, you fucking dork.
Okay, no, that was my bad. I'm sorry.
And he kind of leans down to Reggie.
I'm sorry, dude. I didn't mean to bail on you back there. It's okay. You're stupid and scared and kind of a coward, so it should have been expected. Have fun being on the front line.
And he leans in real close. I'm not going to fucking forget, dickhead. You're going to die in this holy war. It will be your own fault.
Do I hear that?
You make a perception check.
He didn't say it sidebar, so that's a nat 20.
Yeah, you lean in and you're like, damn, Reggie got fucking really intense there.
Sorry, dude. I got training to go to, so later, guys.
He kind of runs away from this group.
He is a coward and a fool, but he is my son. We'll get some training in him. He'll be fine.
He's like a worm, man. You got to teach him to like be a little squirmy.
Should we send him over to Kiki? He could be a stealthy boy. He's like a little slippery worm boy.
I think Frick has had enough fun in the Hellion Quarter. I'll be keeping him under my thumb. Mm.
Well, there should be a rogue coming back eventually.
Oh, okay. All right.
And if he makes it back, he'll be pretty darn good.
That's exciting.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll never see him. He's the shadow.
Oh, wow. He sounds formidable.
He is. I haven't seen him in a while.
You see, Bouncicles is like, this has been very interesting. Slubeldrip is a lovely city. I never been down here before.
And you'll never forget the way.
I won't. I'll always know how to come back. Isn't that good.
I'm happy for you, Bouncicles.
Well.
So, I want Theo to break off the tip of one of, the crossbow bolts and give it to Gulp and be like, when Frick is ready, make this into a necklace. This is his tip of the spear necklace.
A gift
from our god.
I will bestow this on my foolhardy son, and he will be a weapon in the name of Bleebly.
Maybe he doesn't follow the monk. Maybe he's a fighter at heart.
I believe at heart he is kind of like a sort of a buffoon, but
I think he's gonna flop on stage if he tries to do comedy.
Yeah, his stand-up material is very hacky. We'll figure it out. Don't you boys worry.
Maybe you try putting some meat on his bones first and then see where he goes there.
High in protein would be good for him.
Yeah, high protein diet.
The boy's got a bulk.
Yep, you gotta bulk before you cut. Everyone knows that.
These are wise Minotaur words.
See, Reggie's like, this has been a real hoot, but we got the crusade to go on, guys.
Oh, yeah. Almost forgot. That's a lie. I didn't.
You're crazy.
Okay, yes, boys. I am.
So, lead the way, Mr. Bouncicles.
I will. Can we procure a boat, or I guess we could probably just float on you there, Glebnor. All right.
Big raft.
Well then, gentlemen, it's time to travel. He leads the way down to the docks. You turn to a big flat raft, and you boys sail into the Underdark, keen on making your way to the surface to meet the Hill Dwarves. Can I get a group survival check from
everybody? Oh, dear.
Is mine at disadvantage in the Underdark?
Can't see anything, so yes.
Okay. I'm a boat, and I got a 5.
Okay.
Wow.
Good boating down there, Glebnor.
Got a 15.
Thank you, Bouncicles.
I got a 14, surprisingly.
Okay, yeah. You and Teluga are kind of up at the front of the boat, and you can see, again, more of these rocks falling from the top. Careful! Let's steer right. I don't really know boat terms. Is that starboard?
That's starboard.
Starboard! Starboard, Glebnor!
What's starboard?
It's right.
Make a dexterity saving throw, Glebnor.
That one...
Just a big chunk of rock just dings you in the front of the boat. You just take 3 bludgeoning damage as a rock lands on you. Oh, that was my bad. Starboard is right, it turns out. What is left, Teluga? Do you know?
Port.
Port.
Port. I'm not going to get used to that. Okay. Don't worry, we won't be on the lake too much longer. We can avoid these stalactites soon. There is a cavern up ahead. That is the way that I came to this strange place. We can follow my path back to the surface.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Let's get paddling, boys.
Daddy engine?
Daddy engine. Right. As he says, let's get paddling, I backflip and grab onto my son and start kicking.
Theo's paddling the opposite way, so it's taking a little longer.
Can I get athletics checks from everybody? This will not be a disadvantage for you. Theo.
22.
17.
Got a 4.
All right. So with your successful athletics checks, you guys are able to steer the boat. What are you looking at me for over there?
I'm just listening.
Okay. You look like intent on wrongdoing. As you guys gently steer the boat up onto the shore, Bouncicles pulls out his map and is like, all right, gentlemen, this way. And he kind of gets in front. And you can see back in the rear of the group, you can see little Reggie's like,
so we're sure we can, this guy knows where he's going. I just don't want to get lost down here. It's spooky.
Bouncicles never gets lost.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is true. It's one of my features.
Kind of is leading from the front of the group. Everybody make a survival check for me. Or you can make a stealth check if you want to try to be sneaky and not really focus on the path as much.
Nat 20 stealth for a 29.
Oh, shit.
25 stealth.
Damn.
18 survival.
Nice. I ain't stealthy.
Silent boating.
Love it. You guys get off the boat and very quietly start going into the caverns of the Underdark. You see Bouncicles turns around and is like, oh, we're doing sneaky stuff. Sick. Gets down and is like, yeah, we're sneaking. Okay. You never know what can be down here. There's lots of different creatures and crawlies. And with a nat 20, I will say that you notice as you sneak ahead of the group that on the path you're walking, there is like a small, like, it's like you're in like a big cavern, essentially. There's just like rock walls covered in small bioluminescent like lichen and mushrooms. And in one of these caverns, you have to kind of like walk through. There's a pool of water and a like strange stalactite on the other side of the pool. Or actually, what's the one from the ground? Stalagmite?
Yeah.
Stalagmite.
Tides are from the ceiling. Mites
exactly.
From the ground.
Okay. Stalagmite coming up from the ground. It's like on its own on like a little island across the way. And you notice it. And then as Bouncicles comes around the corner with you, he's like, everyone hug the wall very tightly. That creature is incredibly annoying. And he points over at the stalagmite on the ground.
It's just a rock, but I trust you, Bouncicles.
I'm going to flat to the wall.
Good call. Everybody make a stealth check for me now.
13.
Okay.
14.
10.
Okay, so this stalagmite is about, I'll say like 80 feet away. And as you guys kind of hug the wall and go past it, you see like an eye open up on the stalagmite.
Oh, God.
And then a rocky mouth smiles. And it shoots these tendrils that are just short of you guys as they kind of flap in the air. It's like, yeah, he's out there! Yeah, ow! Yeah! You see Bouncicles is like, that is a roper. It's a horrible little creature. It'll yank you over there and try to eat you, but it's incredibly slow. Look how annoying it's being.
Why is it so loud?
It's just,
I'm gonna shoot it.
Why is it screaming like that?
I believe that is its strange language from another plane. It's
does a 26 hit it?
A 26 hits.
Aim for the eye.
The second he said from another plane, I'd like to activate my eyes.
Okay.
11 damage.
Shoot it. It has very high AC, but you're able to shoot it like in like the eyelid underneath.
Oh.
Like it's whipping tendrils at you, and you see it moves just 10 feet closer. The tendrils are up.
I'm gonna
10 feet
back
closer.
Up 10 feet.
It's just trying to get closer. It's just so slow.
Reggie, can you comprehend its language?
Oh, I suppose I could. Here, let me do a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
He digs into his memory banks. His eyes flip back white. It almost looks like a newspaper running through his eyelids. and he's like,
yep, comprehend languages is up. Okay.
Does
okay.
Bouncicles know that he's a robot?
No.
No, it doesn't.
Let me make a stealth check in that situation just to see how well Reggie was able to sneakily do his weird eye stuff.
You described it as a real robotic way to do it. Yes.
Reggie got the dirty 20. Don't look, Bouncicles. Everything's fine. I'm trying to understand its language with no magic.
Sounds fine to me.
Okay, the guy's yelling, he's calling you all fuckheads, and he says he's going to eat you eventually. He's He's kind of rambling a lot about how you guys are running way too fast, which he feels is rude. Yeah, he said rude. It's like you're being really annoying about being eaten, and he's kind of frustrated by it.
Can you talk back to him?
Or yeah,
do you just
sure.
Understand him? If he's hungry, does he just want some tacos, maybe?
Well, Mom just did set up shop. I guess I could check if there's any. I open the bag.
We have food. You don't have to eat us, you dick.
I just actually checked the spell. I can't say anything back. I can just understand him.
Daddy, throw tacos.
I reach for a taco.
Yeah, roll straight 20 for me.
All right.
We don't have to kill everything, right? I just lives here.
16?
Yeah, you pull out a nice little, say it's like a shredded chicken taco.
Oh, hell yeah.
Where'd they find the chicken? Anyways,
the Slooples of chickens. You didn't see them?
Buddy Crud's in the operation now. I'm sure he had some chicken laying around.
Have you seen any chickens?
I don't want to think about
it. Yeah, all right. So let's not.
Well, so this is a good one to give to the monster.
Good point. I guess I try to get right to the edge of where it's reaching and then push the taco into the one of the...
It moves forward 10 more feet, grabs a taco. You see a tendril suck back into this thing and it starts like eating it.
He likes the flavor. He's really highlighting how fresh the chicken is. He wants to still eat us. He said this was a nice amuse bouche. I don't know why he knows that word. He's pretty. Oh, he's coming. Here he comes.
You see, he dashes and goes 20 feet as you guys just keep stepping backwards away from him.
Is there a way around this guy, Bouncicles?
We can just keep walking. I mean, if we go at normal speed, he'll never catch up to us.
All right.
That's a good point.
Right.
We tried.
I'm going to take out one more taco. I'm just reach for another one. See, if you roll 15.
Yeah, you take out another taco. This one has like a little bit of cilantro and like crushed red onion on top.
I put it right at the edge, and all right, let's get out of here.
He's saying thank you, but it only is whetting his appetite.
I flip him off.
Oh yeah, he's not.
As my back faces him, I slap my caked up cheeks.
He's complimenting your firm butt, but he's just saying a lot of stuff about how he's going to eat your ass, and not in the fun way. It seems like.
Wait, hold on. I understood that one, Reg.
I think that is maybe like a universal phrase where most people would know.
Yeah, let's get the hell out of here.
You guys slowly walk over from this roper.
Didn't like that one.
The Underdark is strange. It's a lot of weird creatures down here.
Yeah.
When we're checking the bag for food, if he rolls low on the checks, can it be secondhand sandwiches?
I was going to ask for happening. That. I want.
From now on, folks, if we roll below a 10, you will be getting a crud secondhand sandwich out of the bag of holding.
A half wheat, half rye, pimento, and fucking staple sandwich.
Yep.
Pimento and scotch tape.
That's what it was, scotch tape.
Yeah, you see Bouncicles kind of leads you through more of these tunnels. These, like, mushrooms kind of light up the way.
Hopefully that's the only strange creature we see down here. I believe that sometimes there are rifts down here that allow abyssal creatures to enter in from the astral plane. Pretty rad stuff.
Sounds cool.
Sounds pretty cool. Yeah, I like it.
Astral plane?
Oh, yeah, it is a plane of space and time.
Space?
Oh, yes.
I know that place.
Yeah, he was from there.
I'm from there.
You're from space. That's exciting.
Yeah, landed on a rock.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was pretty rad if I remember correctly.
Best thing that happened to my life.
Yeah. That's pretty exciting stuff. I'm sure fatherhood was really, really done well for you boys. One of the things I admire most about you, Toluca, is not only is your minotaur impeccable, your fatherhood is spot on.
You mean that, Bouncicle?
I do mean it.
You know, I just am trying my best.
Well, your best has been more than good enough. Look at Glebnor. He's the picture of perfect child. His big rosy cheeks and his round eyes. That's a handsome slime.
Thank you, Bouncicles. Wait, are you speaking Minotaur?
No, this is just my voice in every register.
That's his normal voice.
All right, well, you're doing the voice, so I didn't know if you guys were having a thing.
Well, he didn't say sidebar.
Ah, touche. Yeah.
Oh, yes, the ancient art of sidebar. You guys are pretty into it, huh?
Reggie understands it. How come no one else heard?
Reggie doesn't always understand it.
Okay. Well, when I first met you, you were just loudly saying things in the language I understood, so.
Well, we said sidebar, though.
Again, that's just, I don't think it's as universal as you guys believe it to be.
What are you talking about? I read it in a book.
You know, that should be one of, like, what are they? The
those commandments?
Tenet maybe one of, I don't know religion, so.
Neither do I. I'm just kind of winging it.
Yeah.
Doing tenets. A hell of a job, I guess.
A weekly tenet. I'd say so. Respect the sidebar.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Maybe we can work on our new commandments for the Bleebly faith on this journey.
I like sidebar's a tenet because not respecting the sidebar, you shouldn't go to Bleebly hell for.
Oh, that's fair.
What are you talking about? You feel like you learn. Should go to Bleebly.
Yeah.
But you need to be taught.
Well, that's what the redemption's for.
Ah, yes, of
are
course.
You planning on having a specific hell Bleebly for those who have wronged you?
Oh, God, we didn't even plan an afterlife.
Mm. Mm. We got to work on that.
Yeah.
Well, it's an upstart religion. We have plenty of time.
Yeah, exactly. No one's dying anytime soon that believes in us.
It's on the docket.
Oh, yeah, we'll be fine. Speaking of books, because I know we're talking about commandments and whatnot, I think it might be a good time while we're traveling to maybe work on some of our dwarvish, Deluga.
Bouncicles, how long of a travel is this?
It should only take a few days.
A few days? Okay, how about we study the dwarvish at night?
Okay, all right.
But I give you this book, and I give him the...
The wisdom book?
The Tome of Understanding?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a nice thick tome. Look at all this stuff.
And you kind of just read it to all of us.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. We could kind of do like a roving lesson. Yeah. All right. Glemnor, can you make a little shelf for me, please?
He kind of get on.
Climbs up beside you, sits on the back of Glebnor's little shelf. Say, Teluga and Theo, you kind of walk behind Glebnor as he...
Okay, can I get... I don't want to be asking for too much, but can I get like a little like gooey professor's desk?
Of course!
I'm going to get an acrobatics check to see how good it looks.
15?
That is serviceable.
Nice flat little gooey desk. He's like,
okay, Tome of Understanding. Oh, it seems like this is just like a lot of good life lessons. This first chapter is mostly about, it seems like a combat. Just like ways to initiate it, different strategies for war. This will be really helpful for us.
Yeah.
Everybody make like, we'll call this like a wisdom saving throw.
Wish we had this buff first.
It's an 18.
7.
25.
Okay.
So close to the nat 20.
Glenor, he's saying a lot of big words that in your 2 years of life you have not learned yet.
I smile and nod.
He's saying it also like behind you, kind of. So
you're trying to... Hold on. I assumed.
You turned one eye around.
I made some ears.
Okay. But yeah, Talunian and Theo, this book is, a lot of it is like military tactics. And it's a lot about like, it's a tome of understanding about leadership. There's a couple of different like formations that you think would be really helpful later if you had enough soldiers to kind of like move around the battlefield. There's like the rules of the cover system, basically. And Bleebly, you're like, I don't care about that because you can just blow right by anyone's cover with Gunslinger.
Really interesting stuff for the most part. This is a cool tome.
Yeah, pretty useful. I feel like we probably should have left it with some of the guys who are training for the army.
Well, no, we'll train them in the formations and everything when we get back. Okay. That way, you know, because we're leaders.
Yeah, they're so not going to move without us.
They got to figure out the basics, then we teach them the rest.
Oh, okay. All right.
Can I get an investigation from everybody as you guys are kind of like reading through this book here?
12.
It's a nice 4.
It's a humble 5.
Okay. Glebnor, you just kind of like, you kind of poke an eye around to check out the book. You can see that the book, even though it's called The Tome of Understanding, on the binding, it was written by Su Sun.
The Art of War.
Susan. She must be a hell of a fighter.
Ah, yes. The great general Susan. She was so good. Her dwarven military tactics were, you know, just second to none, really.
We got to learn more about General Susan.
Yeah, General Susan. Crazy. We got to go find her.
I write down General Susan.
Susie, teach us your ways.
And then can I get let's call it another wisdom saving throw, just from Teluga for the Dwarvish history lesson. Oh, thank God.
21.
I will say you have been doing a lot of work. You can now add Dwarvish as a language you can speak.
Yippee!
It's going to be, you're going to have like a kind of a funky accent probably when you speak it to dwarves, but it'll be totally serviceable.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That'll help for when we get to the Highlands.
Yeah, and then I just go,
You see, Reggie's like, don't curse at me.
Sorry. I gotta iron it out a bit more.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you called my mother something weird. I don't even think I have one.
Sorry, it must be the accent.
Yeah, you're kind of doing a lot of... Oh, yeah, that was good. Much better.
Do we know what languages Bounticlee speaks besides Common and Minotaur? Is that it?
I think that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, just making sure. He's not coming with anyways, right? He's going to lead us at the entrance.
He's like, I will lead you all to the exit, and then, unfortunately, I must return to my namesake.
His shifts to do at the fucking bar.
I've used all my vacation days, and it'll be fine, though. I want to make sure you guys get to the Highlands in safety.
Greatly appreciated.
Of course. Everyone make one more survival or perception check for me.
If I do perception, is that at disadvantage?
Unfortunately, yes.
15 survival.
Okay.
22 survival.
14 perception.
Okay, nice. Pretty higher all around. You can see that you guys aren't suffering any kind of exhaustion from all this travel. Bouncicles is keeping a pretty like tight pace. He's doing like a light jog the whole time.
Rest at any point?
In a little bit. Have you guys rested since?
Nope.
No. The big. Oh, okay. Interesting.
I'm pretty beat up.
I was gonna say you guys have done a good amount of survival checks. You avoided the Roper. At a certain point in the night, Bouncicles is like,
"Huh, I've jogged enough for one day. These yams are getting sore."
He starts rubbing his big Minotaur thigh. I'm gonna have to reshoe myself. He starts taking out like little horseshoes out of a bag.
Let's maybe make camp here. Sound good, everyone?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Reggie, you don't actually sleep, right?
No, I mean, yes, I totally sleep.
You
like
do
a
trance, though. A
gnomish trance. Yes.
Wink, 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 wink.
I will be over here. Trancing.
Keeping a lookout.
Yeah, you see, he goes and stands at the edge of this little campsite that Bounce is starting to set up. He sits down and is like, just like making trance noises.
Can I like go over to Reggie and give him like a piece of cloth that looks like a sleep mask, but it has two little like eye holes in it? So it looks like he's using a sleep mask, but he can still see through it.
Perfect. Oh, this is good, Bleebly.
You know, I thought you deserved a nice sleep mask to keep, you know, when we're up, you know, the sun, you know, in the morning. But, you know, just get used to it now.
Perfect. Be good for my eyelids, which I totally have.
Exactly. Yeah.
Puts a little sleep mask on and sits up. Oh, yeah. Now I'm trancing in style.
Your gnomish friend is quite odd.
He's leaning over to you, Chaluga.
Yeah, but he's our friend.
Where did you find him?
A boat.
Sure. Okay, lots of people come from boats,
yeah.
I guess.
Who doesn't find people on boats?
True. Let's do some fun camp activities while we're here.
All right.
Would anyone like to play some games, some Minotaur games?
Oh, yeah.
I would love to learn about Minotaur games.
Excellent. This is
I
one
don't
of my...
want to get lost in a maze.
No, that would be bad. That is a fun game Minotaur do like to play. I won't lie to you. Seeing a mortal feverishly scratch its stone walls while his inevitable demise creeps up on him with the passage of time. It's incredibly fun. But no, we're here now. I meant more of like some fun dice games.
That's Bleebly hell.
And the name, and to honor Bouncicles in our meeting and him being the first paladin, we will dub that Bleebly Hell.
So Bleebly Hell will be an endless maze that none can escape?
Would you like to oversee it?
I don't know if that'd be hell or heaven for me.
Yeah, you'd be like the king of Bleebly Hell. You'd be like the king of the underworld.
Are you familiar with Hades from other religions?
Who's that?
I don't know. I'm just saying names.
I mean, I'm familiar with the Prince of the Red Waste, the current Lord of Hell, but... I could get a section of it, or
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Do we have to like wait, rent space for Bleebly Hell?
We might have to rent some space from
who does this guy report to?
I believe he is the Lord of all hell.
Hells?
He doesn't have a boss?
I don't believe so. He's the Prince of the Red Wastes.
There's no pantheon.
Shouldn't there be a king?
Yeah.
Can everyone make a religion check for me? I'll actually have Bouncer please make one too.
It's a 17 religion.
15 religion?
I'm going to guidance myself, see if I can get a little extra. 19 religion.
Okay. Bouncy has also got a 19 religion. I
don't have an incredible breadth of knowledge on the ways of life in the afterlife, but to my knowledge, the Prince of the Red Waste, he is the king of all hell. His father was death itself.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, damn.
And his man is the prince title.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, maybe we don't step on his toes.
Yeah,
but maybe we like sublet some space or something. Yeah.
When we get up there, you know, we can see if we can set up a meeting.
Yeah,
we
have to workshop some stuff. Yeah. I think he seems like he might be a reasonable guy. He
could be.
Yeah.
I mean,
or being I don't want to assume.
He made a deal with the, that's why the Firebelly looked cool. So, like,
that is true. He did lend his magic to the Firebelly cause. I'm sure we could get some kind of a real estate development opportunity going down there.
Maybe he'll love tacos.
I mean, we've yet to meet a creature that doesn't, am I right?
Yeah.
I don't know if we can trust people who don't like tacos.
Yeah, if we don't, then, I mean, look what happened to all those Krizik people.
Yeah, there you go. Mm.
All right, can I actually ask who got the highest religion check? The 19?
Yeah, 19.
Just shy of one little more tidbit of information, but don't worry about it.
I'm concerned now.
I'm a little worried about it.
I'm not at all.
And you guys can all go ahead and take your long rest. Oh, actually, before we all go to bed, a game of Minotaur games?
Yeah. Dice?
Yeah. Dice games.
A dicey
dice
situation?
Dice games. Dice games. Dice games.
Dice games.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. We're all going to roll one of my die. He pulls out like a little bag of D6s, puts them on the table, or like a little stump you guys are sitting around.
We're all going to roll our D6. And then we're going to see who gets the highest one. This is a Minotaur game.
See, Reggie's like, that's the game?
6! Damn it. I also got a 6!
Damn it. Dice. I got a 3.
Dice off?
What do we get there, Bleebly?
A 6.
Three-way dice off?
Triple sixes.
Metal.
This is a fortuitous omen. One more round of Minotaur games.
Am I out or...
You're just... out, Toluga. God.
Wow, all right.
You see, for some reason, Bouncicles is really into his Minotaur games.
You know, this 5 wasn't in the Minotaur book.
I also rolled a 5.
No fucking way.
I rolled a 6.
Damn it, Bleebly wins. Fuck!
Flips the table over.
He flips the stump.
He flips a stump out of the ground. He starts pacing around the thing.
I never win Minotaur games.
Hey, whoa. Bouncicles.
Oh, no, it's fine.
You lost to a god.
No, that's fair. If I were to lose to anyone, Bleebly, it would be you. I'm sorry I lost my temper.
It's all right. You can channel that.
No, it's fine.
I'd like to wrap myself around him like a warm blanket.
Oh, that is very comforting.
He's just going to let you grapple him, basically.
I'll just go around his waist like new age fucking Broly.
I'm sorry. I don't know what it is. I
just
get
a nice
really,
warm hug.
Really into Minotaur games.
It's okay.
You seem quite competitive, which is a good thing.
It's a good attribute. Yeah. You just got to learn to funnel it and channel that energy a little better.
Yeah. Into a smiting, maybe.
Oh, yes, that'd be good. Sorry, I got my breathing.
I'm giving him a warm blanket hug.
See, Reggie's like,
it's barely a game. You just roll and get the highest win. I'm just saying, like, there's no strategy.
See what he did to the stump? He's going to do that to you.
I'm just saying, are we not going to even talk about it?
No,
we're not. He's here.
What are you mumbling about there, gnome?
Nothing. I was watching with my round, squishy eyes that are totally made of flesh.
Goes back to his little
spot. I'm
going
to pull Reggie's mask down.
Shut up. Sorry. No, I was just... I really wanted to let him know how fleshy it was. Your friend is strange.
He's quite on.
Well, that was a really rousing game, so...
A really competitive one.
Thank you, yes. My strategy of trying to roll the highest is what's really gotten me so well in this game, but I wasn't expecting for someone to roll higher than I could roll.
You gotta expect the unexpected, Bouncicles.
These are wise words, Toluga. I'm sure that book is already starting to work its magic.
I hope so.
My adrenaline's very high, but... Maybe we could have a nice nighttime tea before we go to bed.
Nice chamomile or something?
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Did anyone bring any lavender?
Let me see. I open the bag.
Okay, I'm going to need higher than a 15 to pull out some kind of a tea set.
11.
You dig around a little bit. You think you find a tea bag, but you pull it out and it's just like a grape tomato.
Tomato?
I mean, yeah, sure. Just squishes all over. It's like fucking Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm still very awake, though. Can we maybe get some tea together? Maybe everyone try to find some herbs amongst the strange lichen.
All right, sure, why not?
Survival or investigation check?
This seems like a bad idea.
It's a great idea.
14 survival?
Nat 1 survival.
11.
You guys are all kind of looking around, and Toluga and Glebnor, you guys find kind of growing among some of the lichen. There are these like strange little herbs, and they do have a slight sleepy smell to them. You kind of take a whiff, and get your eyes you kind of get a little heavy.
Have you found the herb? That's how herbs work, right? You smell them and immediately feel the effects?
Some of them, yeah.
Cool.
But not all.
Making some tea. We're gonna be making some tea. Oh, yeah. Camping time. All right.
Daddy, get Cobbler out.
Oh, yeah. Let me get Cobbler. I reach for Cobbler. I prop him out.
Use him as a mortar and pestle.
Well, hold on, son.
To, like, mush up the tea leaves.
I see Glebnor going to try to mortar and pestle. Son, bad. And I slap him on the wrist.
Sorry, Daddy.
Can you two both make perception checks for me? Not you.
A 15.
Nat 20.
Okay, nat 20. As you guys are sitting around making tea, you don't see Theo anywhere.
Huh.
With a nat 20, you go over to like where he was searching, and with a nat 20, I'll say you just find these like threads kind of all in the general area. And I'll say that you would know with a nat 20, there's like spider webbing all over the ground and all down this like small tunnel.
Where's Bleebly?
Spiders.
Oh, no.
Are they big down here?
Oh, they're large. The dwarves ride them typically, and the dark elves use them also.
Little.
Yeah, they're about the size of, like, a big horse.
Oh, no. Like a Clydesdale?
Yeah. Yeah, like a Clydesdale with eight legs and,
my God.
You know, sharp mouth. They have these strong pincers they'll bite you with.
I have a wonderful idea. What if we get a bunch of spider riders in our army?
So the plan now is to ignore Bleebly and try to tame some of these spiders?
Well, I mean, we find Bleebly and tame the...
Bleebly.
Yes.
As you were looking for herbs, a small spider crawled across your neck and just made a quick incision. Mm-hmm. You were immediately paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
You feel eight tenderly legs wrapping you up in spider web, and you are being dragged unconscious through a dark tunnel.
Dope.
I will say
it's my worst nightmare.
Make like a sleight of hand check. I'll give you one freebie as the paralysis is taking over your whole body.
It's a nat 20 for a 27.
Tell your spiders to suck a dick.
You are able to loose your hand and your gun free with a nat 20. You're wrapped up, but you are able to push your arm out holding the gun. I will let you make one shot with that. Stop getting nat 20s. Fucking, what are you guys doing? Relax.
Oh, see, now I... Do I risk it?
Use the mortar. Splash damage.
Well, I was thinking of using the mortar, but also... with sharpshooter.
Just risk it. Risk it.
All right. I'm going to use the hand mortar with the sharpshooter, so I'm going to take a -5, but add 10 to the damage.
Okay, go for it.
That's a 9.
Let me just check.
It's a spider. How much fucking armor does it have?
I don't know. If it's as big as a Clydesdale.
Yeah. You fire the gun, and you see it bounces off the thick, chitinous body of a crypt spider. But you hear it ring out through the cavern wall loudly. You guys make perception checks with advantage. I can't believe you were the one that got kidnapped by this. This is very funny.
20.
13.
Glebnor, you hear Executioner's hand ringing down the hall of this, like, long tunnel.
I hear an explosion, Daddy. Oh.
That can't be good.
Nope.
Gentlemen, let's move.
Okay.
Reggie, wake up.
I'm coming. I was totally awake with my eyes.
starts, like, packing up real quick.
Pick the mask up.
Oh, yeah, no, good. I have eyes. They are round.
He's just following you guys down the tunnel. You see Bouncer is like, don't worry, Bleebly. Your champion paladin is on the way.
He starts running full sprint.
And I will say, make an Arcana check, Glebnor and Toluga, if you would.
Nat one for a zero.
Okay.
Hold on, I could.
Magic is weird.
That's yeah. Six.
There is a little bit of white glowing energy on his axe. Don't know what it is, but he is running full sprint.
It's like we're in a cave? Cavern?
Long cavern in the Underdark.
Daddy, should you activate your headlights?
Yeah, sure, why not? I activate my vision. Lets me see into the astral plane, too.
Awesome.
Because what if more of those fucking roper things or astral plane people show up?
Yeah, your eyes light up like little headlamps. Bounce Goose is like, yes, you go forward. Lead the way, Toluga.
You got it.
Toluga, make a survival check with advantage.
Gonna need that advantage. Gonna need that guidance. 12?
The 12. You get to the end of this cavern. You all kind of come out. You're in front of a huge pit that goes down deeper into the Underdark. There are spiderweb pathways all across this pit, almost like a bridge. But you can see down into this dark black tunnel. There is, at the bottom of this, just webbing everywhere. What do you got, Klebnar?
He used the mortar. It bounced. The mortar does do splash damage, correct?
Not if it doesn't hit. It only detonates if it hits.
Oh, okay. I would say have singed webs, but
yeah, you will find there is like a you like get to the bottom of the cavern. Oh, you use the mortar? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So you would have heard the sound of the mortar. You can see a little mortar unexploded at the like right at the edge of this like cliff.
I'm gonna grab that.
Yeah, good call. Good call.
Daddy,
what? Oh, hold on, son. That's dangerous. Give it here.
I give it to Daddy because I can't be trusted.
That's totally fair. All right. Can I get perception or investigation checks from you guys? Can I actually get an athletics check from you, Theo?
Athletics or acrobatics or straight athletics?
I think this is actually a strength saving throw.
Strength saving?
Yeah, strength saving throw. Sorry.
Okay.
Daddy, you first.
Nat 20.
Nat 20.
Like father, like son.
It's a 6 on the strength save.
With your nat 20... You look down and you can see a massive crypt spider holding a humanoid wrapped up figure underneath its body is moving down these webs to the bottom of this cavern.
What size is this classified as?
Let me check. I don't like that question, but I will check. this is a medium beast.
Oh, well, guess what?
What?
You said it's down?
Down, yeah. I'll say we'll call it like 40 feet down.
I'm gonna lobby for something.
You always do.
Big flat parachute style.
Uh-huh.
I'm just gonna dive, but because I'm parachuting, I would like to not take the fall damage or at least reduce it.
Okay.
And I want to land on top of the spider and grapple it.
Okay.
Like someone throwing a net onto it. But blanket so I don't get wind through me.
Okay, let's get an acrobatics check to turn the big flat thin enough that you may be able to slow your descent as you leap off a cliff.
An 11.
You're big flat, you weigh about a ton, and you are falling full speed at this spider.
I weigh 400 pounds.
Okay, never mind. I maybe overshot this. That. Let's see here.
No wind resistance on the big flat? Nothing?
What?
You got 11. You're just big and flat.
Okay.
You're falling down a fucking cavern at fucking a million miles an hour. You and the spider take 15 bludgeoning damage as you rocket down the fucking tunnel and land on him.
Worth it.
Do I take this damage?
You make a dexterity saving throw with disadvantage because you're wrapped up in fucking webbing.
Sorry.
Wow, I feel like that could have been avoidable.
Yeah, Toluga and fucking Bouncicles, you're looking over a cliff into the dark as you see Klebnar fly down.
So I would have got a nat 20, which would have been 24, but at disadvantage, it's still 22. I'm very
desperate.
That's
my god!
You can see that you're like wriggling like crazy trying to get out of this.
Is
and as
neon green?
As Cliff, you can just make out like a green shape coming towards you wicked fast. There's a like big jolt as whatever this thing is hits the spider. You come loose and now you're like rolling through webbing, but you're released from the spider. You're just in a little cocoon. I'll say with that high of a roll, you're not taking any damage. You're just kind of bouncing between webs, falling down into this cavern.
I'd like to grapple the spider now.
Make an athletics check for me.
Can I say things from where I am?
Yeah, or, okay. You can say things.
Alls, I'm just gonna get him, Glebnor.
12.
Okay, let me make an athletics check for the crypt spider.
Man, our recruiting of the spiders is going so poorly.
It's a 21. This thing is like fighting you off.
It's got a lot of arms. It's fair.
Yeah, you probably have like matching tendrils to fight this thing. Yeah. What are you doing up top, Teluga?
Basically, he's like, "What should we do? Should we jump too? What's the plan here?"
Well,
I'm
hold
trying
on.
To convert you.
Just like huge creature.
We didn't creature, long right? rest
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, it's a
right?
big monster.
Okay, so I'm not gonna.
We didn't get to rest yet, right?
No. Oh yeah, you did.
Oh, we did.
No, you did. It was in the morning, right? Yeah. Oh no! Wait, you're getting sleepy time tea.
We're getting sleepy time tea.
Okay, sorry, yeah. sorry.
I'm hurting bad.
So I'm out of key points and channel divinities.
Do you even have spell slots?
I don't know, because I accidentally hit the long rest because I thought we rested mm-hmm. at Cosmos.
You're good. Reggie is going to cast Featherfall on the three of you.
That would have been nice.
We didn't have any time to play the Clavnor.
You literally just jumped off.
He has the god.
All right, let's do this. If we're going to jump, we got to do it now.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
He makes a little cannonball pose and jumps off. Bounce Cleese is like, sure. For Blee Blee.
For Blee Blee.
You guys leap off and slowly are descending toward this big spider. Okay. I guess let's roll initiative just so I have an idea of what the fucking order is here.
Go. 10.
I got 13.
13.
Okay.
Should we roll against each other?
Yeah, let's do that.
17.
7.
I thought you were about to say 17 as well.
No. So, that was... We're going to put Theo... Or you got higher than him, right? When you guys did the reroll?
No.
No, I got
Oh, you
higher.
Did. Okay, gotcha. All right. Reggie, you got a respectable 8.
I need to buy a dagger for these situations. So I
know. Wait, you don't have one?
No, I got a rapier.
Rapier.
Okay, the crypt spider is looking hurt, but it's going to go first. It is going to go for Glebnor because you don't have him down there right now. Well, you were just trying to grapple it. It's going to try to web you up. How about that?
Let's okay.
That's a dirty 20 to hit.
Roll it again.
Okay.
Because I'm amorphous. Wait, is he trying to wrap me up?
He's trying to hit you with a web attack.
Oh, like a little,
not a grapple.
Like a little baseball of
yes.
fucking...
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never mind.
So he's going to hit you with a web attack here.
Go!
You are restrained.
Okay. I have advantage on getting out of these.
Yeah, so when on your turn, you have advantage on escaping. It's only a DC 13
okay.
strength check.
Okay, gotcha.
You guys, as you're like slowly falling to get to Glebnor, you can see this spider just sprays webbing all over him. And it's having trouble wrapping Glebnor up because he is goo, but you are restrained by all these tight webs.
He's trying to hogtie my son.
That is
Daddy!
That is Bouncicles. He's gonna like tighten in and try to like zoom through the Featherfall in to help. He is going to make a we'll call it a short sword attack on this guy. He hits on a 23. You see he stabs into the spider, landing on it. Don't worry, Glebnor, I'm here to help!
He so, link down bees it.
That's literally exactly what's happening. All right, Theo, that is your turn. Can I get a DC 13 strength check? Just to start the round off here with you.
Saving throw or just...
I'll call it a saving throw.
Okay. It's 21.
You are tumbling through the webs, but you're able to rip your hands out. So you have webbing all over it, but your head
well, so
is kind of covered.
Sleeping bag.
Exactly. Both your hands are free, but you're in like a giant, like a duffel bag of webbing trying to get loose. I will say the spider is up above you. We'll say it's about 30 feet above you.
30 feet above me? Okay, yeah. That's not a problem. I'm good. and it's not total cover, right?
No.
Okay, then it's getting shot. sharpshooter.
Yeah,
with the judge's sentence. Does a 12 hit?
12 misses.
Okay. I'm going to do the exact same thing again. 12 misses.
Yeah.
And then bonus action, executioner's hand, exactly the same thing.
Unbelievable.
28 minus 5, 23?
23 hits.
20 damage.
You fucking... This thing is as like Bounce Squeeze is on top of a short sword in its head trying to kill it. You guys just hear a bullet fly from the dark and go right through this thing's head as it collapses dead. Jesus Christ, Theo, relax. That thing is dead. We will stay in initiative because you guys are kind of tumbling now and slow falling, basically, those of you that have it. Teluga, that is your turn. You're falling toward Glebnor, who Glebnor is now wrapped up in webbing and starting to fall through this, like, lattice of web work here. What would you like to do?
Well, I was going to try to, you know, win over this beautiful creature. But seeing as it's dead, I guess I'll just untangle my son?
Yeah, go ahead and make a DC 13 strength check.
I did a 3 on the save.
Okay, you're ripping at this webbing, and it's like trying to pull apart like steel wire. Like, it's so tight on him.
So taut.
You guys are both now falling as you're tumbling with Glebnor through these webs. At a certain point, you like look over, and you can see Theo is falling in his like big, like thick web cocoon.
Are we getting closer to him?
Yeah, you're all kind of falling at weird speeds. He was falling faster, but you guys have the slow fall on. So he's like tumbling a little bit further away from you.
I don't have the slow.
Oh, you don't. So you're going pretty quick. And I'll say you're just grabbing onto Glebnor, riding him down, basically.
Classic.
This like sequence of webs. Glebnor, that is your turn. If I can get a DC 13 strength check with advantage.
All right, there we go. A 10.
You bust out of these webs.
I had a 10.
Oh, it's a 10?
Yeah.
Never mind. There's no busting happening. You are falling at full speed in a cocoon of web through spider webs, crashing into shit.
I'd like to go into a rage.
Yeah, that makes sense. We'll let you do that. And I'm sorry. We're going to start doing some D6s for damage because you guys are falling through so much bullshit. It's webs. 5 have to 2. Okay.
Ow! I would like to... Wait.
That is Reggie.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah. What do you get?
I'm restrained. I can't really do anything.
Yeah, you're unfortunately real bound up.
All right. Well, I'm red. I'm mad. Fucking webs.
Reggie is going to tighten up and try to do what Bouncercles did and zoom like faster. He like locks his arms in like a little missile and just goes flying down. He's going to cast Featherfall one more time. That way he can get those that are falling way too quickly. And he's like, I've got you! He casts it one more time, a little bit of clockwork magic. Theo, you're still trying to like rip all this webbing off, and you feel your body start to slow a little bit. And you look over, and Teluga is riding Glebnor down through the webbing, smashing through rocks and shit, and they finally start to slow.
There's no way this is real life.
I'm sorry, Theo, just because you are still falling, unfortunately. 5 damage.
Would I really love to go to sleep before this?
Yep.
You would have?
Yes, I would have. I went in with this much. I'm lucky I haven't been hit.
Bouncercles pulls his sword out of the crypt spider. He's like, I'm coming, guys! I'm coming! And he leaps off of him and is like, again, falling through webbing with you. He's just going to take a little bit of damage here. It takes 4. And after what seems like an eternity falling through webs and hitting like the sides of this weird crevasse, you finally land in a big pile of like decrepit cocoons and like webbed up bodies. You just smash into them finally at the bottom as the Featherfall spell finally wears off.
Well, I hope they were already dead because that would have hurt them if they're alive.
Can we take a nap now?
Yeah, you can see Bouncercles is like, good heavens. That went so bad so quickly. Bleebly, are you all right?
Yeah, I think I'm dead.
No, you're alive.
Yeah, there's no way that it was real life.
No, it's real.
Slap me.
Okay, you asked. I don't know, I'm striked. 12 doesn't hit you.
No. See? Look at that. It's just nothing.
Hold on, let me try again. 21.
That hits.
7 bludgeon.
Oh,
calm down, okay. Dad.
Why are we fighting? What's happening?
He wanted me to slap him.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Definitely. I promise you, Bleebly, you are alive.
That was a crypt spider. That thing is real dangerous.
Yeah,
was. It was. That's right. Good work, everyone up there. We really fucked that guy up. Bleebly, an
language.
Impressive shot. Sorry. I'm used to the Hellion Quarter, where cursing is the norm.
He's only 2.
I mean, he's been through a lot. At this point, it's like he's 3.
Some might say 5.
Well, hold on. Let's not jump the gun there, son.
We need to set up camp down here.
Okay.
What? No, what? We should go back up.
You want to climb that?
No. Just for tonight. Maybe we can get our strength up and try it in the morning.
Who's going to keep watch, Reggie?
Me with my eyes.
Your fleshy...
They're so wet.
Gnomish eyes?
Yep. Big and round.
like eyes are.
Mm-hmm. You guys are being really weird about this.
Yeah,
if you'd like to take first watch, it's fine, Reggie, but you don't have to keep talking about your wet eyes.
I agree.
And can I get one last perception check from everybody as you guys start to clear away
some disadvantage?
Bullshit. Disadvantage for you, unfortunately.
That's a 4.
Well, I'm not going to roll the next one. This is net 1.
18.
As you guys are all kind of preparing camp, clearing away all these cobwebs and trying to like hit ground to like really get like a flat surface on, you guys don't even notice it. You're kind of putting things away. But Toluga, as you guys are setting up camp, you can just hear like creepy crawlies just in the dark around you. Nothing to make you immediately concerned, but as you look up, you can just see little eyes in the black around you.
Now, guys, I might do something real dumb, or it could pay off in the long run.
Do it.
All right. I'm going to get a little torch. I'm going to walk a little ways away from where we're setting up camp. Like, not too far. Like, I should be in, like,
within eyesight.
I'm going to try and pull out, like, 3 tacos.
Okay.
That's an 8, a 6, and a 13.
Okay.
2 crud seconds.
Sorry, an 8, a 9, and a 13.
You pull out one like really nice looking like beef taco, and then you pull out a sandwich that it looks like the top half of like an Italian sub, and the bottom is like a crostini, just kind of like jammed on the bottom. They're completely opposite shapes, and then the other one looks like a PB&J, but the peanut butter, it's like green. It's like
green butter.
It's like green butter. I don't know what that means. It's just not looking super hot. But yeah, that's what you're holding here.
Maybe spiders like green shit.
Well, I toss the PB&J further away.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to try and pull the meat out from all of the things and like make a little pile, a little like 2 feet in front of me.
Okay.
And try to like entice.
You hear more of that. Can I get an animal handling check?
23.
Okay. You can see these smaller spiders come out of the dark. They're real little. It's about 4 of them. And they swing towards you on like a little swing line almost. They land. Start munching up.
Yes,
the
have
bait.
Some. Have some.
And they look up with you with many blinking eyes. Just I'd like so to... many.
I'd like to still have some in my hand and try to, like, hand feed them.
Okay. Another animal handling check will give you advantage on this one.
Another 23.
Okay. Basically, what has happened is you have removed my small spiders from any future spidery encounters.
Those are the motherfuckers that paralyzed.
You see that they're all tiny and they're, like, looking up at you, blinking, almost, like, adorable at this point as they're munching. And then you can hear way deeper into the caverns and they all scatter.
Scattered, damn it.
Excellent. I got a foothold, guys.
And is this
foothold into what?
Don't worry, I'm working on my spider language.
And as you guys hear this like bellowing strange insectoid sound coming from much deeper in this dark cavern, we will end tonight's episode of Dicey Situations. Folks, my arachnophobic folk, I want to skip next episode. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.